This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Predictably, the reaction to the appearance of Travis Walton on the Paracast was extensive, wide-ranging. Some people felt we didn't ask hard enough questions. One of our listeners even suggested that maybe we colluded with Travis Walton to be nice to him. And I don't know about you, Chris, but I saw the letters you sent me where you communicated with Travis, and it was all about, do you want to come on the show? No promises or representations were made.
No, and I think one of the reasons that he agreed to do the show is because he's real excited about this new conference that he's putting together, which he's hoping will be an annual event in Heber, Arizona, where he was allegedly rediscovered after being dropped back by the craft that allegedly took him away for 5 days. And I think it's going to be a really good conference. There's some very good speakers there. And I think that was enough to get him to come on the show. But Travis does not do many radio shows. And I'm sure he's tired of answering the same old questions and telling the same old story over and over again. But to suggest that we struck some sort of softball deal, I think, is rather disconcerting. The Paracast is the Paracast. We don't coddle anybody. We don't softball people like has been suggested. I think all our guests are given enough leeway to state their opinions, state their experiences, and then we follow up with what we would like to think are probing, hard-hitting questions. So that's how we do it around here, Gene, and that's not going to change.
I think sometimes people just want to start discussions in forums, so they will look for various reasons. Like, for example, I got an email from somebody, you probably saw the copy, where the person suggested that we deliberately would change the subject rather than let Travis Walton go into detail about something. Now, understand, there's a finite amount of time on a radio show to cover the issues. And when you have a lot to talk about, as you do with Travis Walton, we're going to move from subject to subject. I assume that since he seemed to enjoy the appearance on the show, he'll come back again. And whatever we didn't cover this time, we'll cover the next time. Let's leave it at that. The other thing, of course, is there are legitimate discussions in areas where maybe he didn't answer the questions as thoroughly as we'd like. So, for example, there's that TV show he went on back in, what, the 80s or 90s, where they took a lie detector test, and they disclosed the results on the TV. It's like a quiz show.
Yeah, moment of truth. Well, I would think that they'd look for any excuse not to give somebody $100,000.
The question was very specific and leading about whether you were abducted by aliens or something. And supposedly he gave his answer being yes, and they said no. It's not true. Well, maybe in his heart he felt that he wasn't sure what actually happened to him and who abducted him. So therefore, it would sound like a lie. But normally, a lie detector test, you don't do that. You don't ask a leading question like that. You do a baseline to get a sense of what information and what his reactions are to answers that are obviously true or false. Then you ask questions over and over again to elicit a cross-section of answers. It's not a quiz show. And I'm not an expert on lie detector tests. I know it's not 100% reliable. I know that if somebody believes the lie, they'll pass the test. So what good is it?
Yeah, I lost a job because I failed a lie detector test, and I was telling the truth, although the test results said I wasn't. Later, they called me back and tried to reinstate me, and by then I'd gotten another job. But that just goes to show you, these things are not infallible. You know, he's passed so many of them over the years that I think it's almost a moot point. it really doesn't, you know, at this point in time, I'm not really sure, you know, what good is constantly trying to ascertain a person's, you know, truthfulness when they've been saying the same thing for almost 40 years. His story has never wavered. The stories of the others have never wavered. Nobody has ever come forward with information or any sort of insinuation that they knew that it was a hoax because of X. So you have to look at these things, I think, with circumspection. And I really, you know, I feel that it does our guests a disservice if we go in and hammer on them and dog them and really make them feel uncomfortable. I think very few times have I seen that that's effective on the show. We want Travis back as a guest. I don't think we softballed him. We asked tough questions. We asked questions that many of the questions that our listeners posted at forum.theparacast.com. And short of that, I mean, I want to move on here. We've got some really good shows coming up here in the next few weeks. We've really been on a roll. And I'm really, really happy to announce that the show is just taking off with leaps and bounds. We're getting some very, very good quality guests here.
You want to give our listeners a hint of future guests other than the one that's going to be with us today?
Well, we have Chris Auback, who I've been trying to get for several years since the book that he co-wrote with Jacques Vallée, Wonders in the Sky, came out about 3 or 4 years ago. And Chris is an incredibly talented and gifted researcher. He lives in Spain. We're working out the final details of an appearance by him. And there's others. So I would like to get a little closer to nailing commitments down before I really talk about them. But we're on a roll here. We're getting some of the top guests in the field, guests who don't normally do radio shows. It's very, very difficult to attract guests to a radio show or a podcast in this day and age. And people say, well, the only guests you have on are people trying to sell something. Well, that's generally the only time a lot of people are willing to go on a radio show is when they have a reason to do so. So we're doing our best here to get the best quality guests that we possibly can. And our reputation does precede us. We do get guests that will do no other show but ours. And I'm very proud to say that the show is going through some major changes right now with our providers, and we'll have more information on all that as soon as Gene feels ready to divulge some of the particulars.
Well, remember, of course, too, we try to follow the Apple Incorporated approach, which is to not reveal what we're doing until the time is right, but feel free to speculate. I mean, it didn't hurt Apple. Apple has $165 billion in the bank, and they tell you nothing except when it's time to stage the media event. In the meantime, everybody speculates. So if you want to speculate on what the Paracast is doing, please go ahead. I know they speculate on things about us that really shouldn't be discussed because they just don't make any sense, but at least they're talking about us. They're keeping their name. We're keeping the name in public. So spell our names right, whatever you say about us. We've got, speaking of names, a great guest today. Chris, tell us more.
Well, Mark D'Antonio is the official, chief video and photograph analyst for MUFON. And he also has his own special effects company. And as a result of those two interests, he's working now closely with Douglas Trumbull, of course, the famous special effects guru in Hollywood, who did 2001 A Space Odyssey, Close Encounters, Blade Runner. Trumbull has put together quite a project called UFOTOG, and Mark is pretty closely associated now with this project, and we're going to find out more about that. But we're also going to find out some of his methodology of how he goes about analyzing purported UFO footage and photographs, and we're going to talk about the difficulties now in this digital age of actually determining authenticity. So I'm really looking forward to today's show. I think it's going to be very informational, and we're going to learn a lot.
We sure will. Mark D'Antonio coming this week. In case you haven't heard, we've got a free copy of Chris O'Brien's book, Secrets of the Mysterious Valley, to give away. All you do is go to theparacast.com, theparacast.com, and sign up for our weekly newsletter. With Gene and Chris, you're in
The Paracast.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
On the Paracast this week, we're going to get down and dirty into UFOs, videos, special effects. And we're going to have the chief MUFON photo analyst, Mark D'Antonio, here. And he's a person with a real commercial special effects background even before he gets involved in the UFO thing. Mark, welcome to the Paracast.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
So those who might be looking for you at the International Movie Database or something, tell us your background in special effects.
Well, you know, I don't know that I've never paid attention to the IMDb, and I don't know that I've put anything up there, but I've been doing visual effects, and my particular brand is called organic effects, meaning not that I play with carbon-based things, but that I create.
Tell us the secret here. Maybe you do.
Well, one of the things that I like to do is I like to make special effect work, effects that you can actually do in the camera. In-camera effects, they're called organic effects, practical effects. Now, I also do CGI. I've been doing CGI for 12 years. It's used sparingly, and it has its place. It has very, very good usage in certain areas of special effects, but it's not what we depend on. We don't depend on that. We like to create them. This is, for instance, the reason why I work on the NASA's Unexplained Files programs. In season one, I created a whole bunch of visual effect demonstrations to illustrate science, because my background is astronomy. That's what I got my degree in. So when the season one folks came to me and they said, hey, you know, we hear you kind of have an interest in UFOs. We see all over the place. Do you think you might be able to help us out on the show? I said, sure. What do you want me to do? And, you know, we negotiated my involvement. I got involved, and next thing you know, I'm doing, you know, these demos. They call them demos. They're experiments, and they're science demonstrations, illustrating scientific principles by which we will find other life around other stars. Because in my science of astronomy, exoplanets are my specialty. That's what I've focused on, is planets around other stars, the possibilities of life elsewhere, et cetera. So season two is filming here in a couple weeks. And again, it's a whole bunch of demonstrations to illustrate everything from the image and video and analysis role that I do to, again, speculating about the prospects of life here and could they be here. I firmly believe that they could. And then there's a scientific basis for that, not a faith-based belief in that. So my background comes from having built, you know, every model as a kid that they ever sold. Okay, even some that I didn't even like, but because it was something I could build, I was enjoying it, and I would actually never follow the instructions correctly. I'm the guy that always had the glue on the windshield canopies of the aircraft because I never quite paid full attention to how to handle that stuff. And then as I refined my techniques over the years, I started to become more and more, shall we say, proficient at building models. And so now I own a company that creates models, and we work quite a bit for the U.S. Navy, other armed services. We do a lot of private work. We do collector work. And we do movies and special effects. And the UFO thing came when I was 11 years old. That's how that started, because I was always interested in UFOs. And as I got older, I had to have a major operation. When I got out of the hospital, you know, I was a kid who could no longer go out and play like the other kids for, you know, years. I was recovering. And during that time, my parents decided to get me a subscription to something called the MUFON Journal, which back then was basically ditto pages stapled together that Walt Andrus would send out that were just sort of rudimentary copies of the UFO reports. And this mutual UFO network thing really caught my attention. And I've been in it on and off ever since 1971. And you know, I just have never, you know, deviated. I'm part of other UFO groups. And, you know, you meet all types of people in the UFO arena. There are people that believe simply because they don't think we could be alone. And I totally buy that. But there's also people like me who believe because science sort of impresses us with the notion that it would be arrogant not to, based on factual data that's coming to light, not sheer speculation. Sheer speculation is science fiction. We love science fiction. But almost everything we've thought about in science fiction has come true. And I do believe that will continue to be a trend that we show as human beings. So this is me. This is where I go.
Chris has a few questions for you, but I wanted to ask you just one thing here. Now, I don't know about your parents, that I know my parents would never have given me as a gift a subscription to a UFO magazine or to join a UFO club. They thought I was nuts.
Hey, I got to tell you, can I respond to that for 2 seconds here? I was always interested in astronomy. I always looked up and I felt homesick. It's just how I felt all the time. It was a 24/7. So I told this to my parents. So one of the other gifts they got me was a telescope. So see, that was a more of a real gift, right? So the telescope helped me further my astronomy career, which, of course, as I said, I went to school for finally in the end. I always knew I was going to. But I created a space station plan. I wrote it on notebook paper, and it was like 6 or 7 pages long. And I think I was 10 years old when I did this. I drew out pictures. I talked about carbon dioxide reclamation, even though, you know, I didn't really fully understand what CO2 scrubbing was. And I talked about how you'll go to the bathroom, how you'll interact, you know, how to create artificial gravity. And I built this little, not model, but I built a paper, a plan, and I sent it to NASA with high hopes. And, you know, a couple months passed, and I heard nothing. And every once in a while, I would say to my mother, hey, you know, whatever happened to my space station plan? And she would always smile. Well, you know, they're busy. Okay. So I waited a little longer. Well, one day, I come home from school, and my mother's got this incredulous look on her face. She says, you're not going to believe what arrived for you today. And I went in the living room. There's this giant box. To a kid now, it looked like to the size of a refrigerator box to me as a kid. But in reality, it was like a 18-inch by 20 by 3-foot long box. It was long. I opened it up, and I just couldn't believe what I was looking at. There were books. There were brochures. There were cloth mission patches from all the manned programs to that point. There were all kinds of interesting things. There were some models in there of spacecraft that I could build. And I was like incredulous. Like, where did this come from? And I asked my parents, did you buy this? No, it showed up. And when I looked on the top, there was my space station plan with a note from the scientist at NASA who reviewed it. Every single page had little check marks and words like, hey, good suggestion. Good idea. You know, blah, blah, blah. At the end, he wrote a little note and then included it as a letter. It was from a guy whose name was Bert Lee, Gentry Lee, who's currently the head of the Robotics Space Directorate at JPL. That man is the reason I went fully invested into astronomy. I talked to Gentry sometime a couple years ago and reminded him of the story, and we vowed to keep in contact. I think he would just be he's a marvelous resource and a tremendous guy.
It'll be not so tremendous if we don't do our break right now. Mark D'Antonio is with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and floating phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news is absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@webtv.net. That's MrUFO@webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
Mark D'Antonio is our guest this week. He's the chief guy who does the photo analysis and everything over at MUFON. Of course, they don't use titles that elaborate. They're more circumspect, but I'm just having fun with it. Mark, Chris has a couple of questions as a follow-up to you. Go ahead.
For some of our listeners who aren't aware of the term in-camera effects, could you describe what that is? And correct me if I'm wrong, but we're talking about filming miniatures, creating the illusion of size, for instance, with special effects.
You know, Chris, that's a very good point. And, you know, and I do tend to gloss over it. But part of the reason that we're in this business with ufology that we're in at all is because people sometimes don't have a full understanding of how cameras work and how you can use a camera. I have a line that I say to people all the time. That line is, cameras can take pictures of ordinary objects and make them look extraordinary. When you do that, that applies to that insect that flew through the frame, that applies to the bird flying through the air that was mistaken for a UFO. Not everything will be a mistake, but we want to weed those out. But anyway, regarding special effects, one of the problems you have, if you look at all the old movies that have all these wonderful special effects and ships on the ocean, you can see that they're models. And seeing that they're models is accomplished by your eye and your brain working together, you know, to see that there's something not quite right with the way the water looks. The water doesn't have that fine resolution of spray that you would expect for, you know, a ship going through the ocean. This is because of the scale of the model. The larger the model, the more realistic the water will look. And we have no control over water. Water will operate the way water operates. You know, it has small, round, undulating waves. But in the ocean, where there's big storm waves, you see how they operate. They're much slower. They come to a peak. They have spray coming off the top, and they have very fine ripples and lines in them that you just can't force water to do when you're using a smaller 5 or 6 foot long, you know, ship model. and expect the same results. You know, as a visual effects artist, we have to use other means to do things like that. When we're using our cameras, the first thing that's important, most important with a camera, is to make sure that the entire thing is in focus. Now, you'll take a picture sometimes and you'll notice that you were trying to take a picture of the person in front of the camera, but instead you focused on the wall behind the person, and the person's a little out of focus. But the wall is sharp. Well, the wall wasn't your subject. That's called a depth of field error, okay? The depth of the field, in other words, the distance from the lens to as far as you are interested in shooting, has to be in focus. That's called depth of field, the depth of focus, right? From the camera on out. You can set the depth of field to be from 10 inches away from your camera all the way to the farthest horizon, or you can set it to be a point 5'1" from the camera to 5'10" from the camera. You know, they can make it a very shallow depth of field, a very shallow plane or thickness of the focal range. And so we play with that all the time. And one of the considerations that you have to concern yourself with is that to get more focus and sharp pictures in visual effects arena with a model, you need to have the camera what's called stopped down. You all hear, you know, to some extent, most people know about f-stop of a camera. That's the size of the opening that's allowing the light in through the lens. Well, that can vary. You can have it at f2, or you can have it at f22. Now, the difference is f2 is wide open, and then everything graded in, gradually in between goes to smaller and smaller and smaller opening until it's the size of a pinhead at like f32 or f22.
You know, let's not get too technical here, Mark, because most people who handle photography these days do it with their smartphones. And I'm going to ask you about that, too, which is we've got all these smartphones with more and more sophisticated features. So just this past weekend, Apple introduced the iPhone 6. And the iPhone 6 Plus, the bigger one with a 5.5-inch screen, has such things as optical image stabilization. It's just one focal length. You don't have, you know, multiple lenses and stuff like that. So is it possible to create a credible special effect or fake UFO picture with your iPhone or with your Samsung Galaxy?
Or with a GoPro camera, which has, 170-degree field. We just premiered a movie in Seattle, Toronto, and Amsterdam this past few months. In fact, Amsterdam was just this past week. And it's called UFOTOG.
UFOTOG?
UFOTOG, yeah. And we'll explain that if you want. But
I don't think I have the stomach for it. Let's go on.
UFOTOG was a pioneering effort in 3D, where we actually show Doug's process of creating a very, very high-intensity 3D experience unlike anything ever seen. And it works. It is that way. In fact, we've had a lot of very high-end people in Hollywood and so forth attend the premieres, and they were blown away. It's a coming technology that's going to be utilized in the movie industry. But that aside, that's a separate thing altogether. The importance that I'm trying to get at is when you look at UFO photos taken with an iPhone or what have you, you have a chance, depending on the tools you have at your disposal, to pretty much make that anything you want. When we filmed our movie, we used GoPro cameras for some of the scenes. And the way we utilized the GoPro cameras later in the overall footage, even though the GoPros weren't 3D cameras, okay, we still managed to get very high quality, cinema quality delivery of that footage, even though we couldn't shoot it that way at the time. So there are ways to manipulate footage, no matter what you take it with. So let me just say that's the first point. The iPhone 6 with, multi-megapixel cameras are beautiful, and I think that could you create a credible visual effect with a phone? Absolutely. There are apps right now that you could insert a UFO into, the frame of a picture and make it look semi-real. I get those all the time. And, because I myself have taken well over 500,000 photos of the night sky, and I've taken every single bad picture you can take, so I recognize a lot of the artifacts right off the bat, and so we can dismiss a lot of those. The UFO applications, I studied all the various kinds of fake UFOs in these apps, and now I can recognize those because you can't change them too much, and so you can recognize them easily. So those we can dismiss pretty quickly. But the phones themselves have the ability to allow you to do some really interesting things. There are programs and apps you can download that actually allow you to add special effects to your footage or to your image and to even edit them. And this is something that, you know, we all have to contend with as investigators in the UFO arena.
That kind of leads us to a question from one of our listeners who posted at forum.theparacast.com, where our listeners can ask questions of our guests. And Team Sheep Squatch, as he calls himself.
I can't get over that name, Chris. That has got to be the best name of anybody in the forum.
And you complained about UFOTOG?
Yes. Oh, you should see some of the names of our listeners online here. But he's asking a very similar question to what Gene posed. But he wants to know what kind of advice you could give folks that have sophisticated camera phones. He has an iPhone 5S, for instance. And he says, can you give us some advice on how to take better pictures and videos of real aerial phenomena with a cell phone? He says he's tried to photograph several unusual objects in the last few months, and he never seems to be able to get a good shot. And like I said, he does have an iPhone 5S.
Yeah, you know, when you look at the size of the lens system on there and the size of the sensor on the phone, you get what you get. You know, there's no telephoto lens that you can stick on there, as you pointed out. There is no larger picture size other than the native raw size that you get with the iPhone, which actually isn't that bad. When you look at the phones and the way the lens systems work, it's going to be a little bit difficult to try and expect a very small lens system to have the kind of clarity that a larger lens system has with the surface area of the lens. It can take in light rays and focus them, you know, to a sensor properly. And the size of the sensor in the phones is much smaller than the size in, say, a commercial Nikon camera.
Let's discuss the limitations more in our next segment. Mark D'Antonio is with us. Stop the presses. We've just learned that Chris Aubeck, best known as co-author with Jacques Vallée of Wonders in the Sky, will be on the Paracast next week. Chris Aubeck, you're in
the Paracast.
Headlines. Suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Mark D'Antonio, who does photo analysis for MUFON, lots of commercial special effects experience. We're talking about the limitations of your iPhone, your Android, your Nokia Lumia. And I think they're taking away Nokia, so it'll just be Lumia. Don't ask me to explain all this. But the point being here, the limitations of these little tiny cameras. But I think one of the arguments people make, Mark D'Antonio, is that if so many people have these smartphones, we're talking about hundreds of millions of people out there all around the world have these gadgets, the cameras are getting better and better, especially on the high-end products. So why aren't people getting more pictures of UFOs? My feeling is that the big reason is that when they have these devices, they're looking down and texting or something, and they're not looking up to see anything.
They're looking at their thumbs. You're exactly right. That's precisely where I was going to go with the answer, is that when you talk to someone and you say, what a beautiful starry night it is, then they look up and go, wow, that gives you the answer right there. People are earthbound. They look down. They look horizontally. They very rarely look up unless something draws their attention, like a sound, crap, an airplane or whatever.
Especially if you live in Manhattan.
Especially if you're right. But the truth is that most people don't look up. It's like people who say, I don't believe those airline pilots who say they see UFOs. How come the passengers didn't see any? Have you ever, as I have, observed the passengers on an airliner with the express purpose of documenting the statistical amount of time that passengers are actually looking out the window? First of all, for the windows that are open, believe it or not, a full 20% of those windows are closed because people aren't looking out the windows. They're shutting them to take a nap or to sleep. But the majority of the people are looking at publications or their phones in airplane mode or working on a laptop. The window is now a secondary item. It used to be the primary viewing port to the world in a plane, and it was spectacular. But it's old news now. I'm the only one staring out the window all the time. And your angle of view is really tiny. So you don't even see. You can't see up over the plane. You can't see down below the plane. You only have a very, very narrow cone out of each window. So I don't have any issue with people saying that, the pilots saying that they've seen things, because I'm sure they could see things that we'll never see out of the windows.
I just think when you say that you're seeing things out the windows, I think of that Twilight Zone episode with William Shatner.
Yes.
Where he sees this creature out there, and he's freaking out, and nobody else sees the creature hanging out on the wing.
Right, until the pilot at the end sees the whole engine torn apart underneath and goes, Now, wasn't that was that Devil on the Wing or something like that? I can't remember the name of the episode.
This is before Shatner overacted on Star Trek. He was overacting on Twilight Zone.
He was, and I'll tell you why. Because he can.
before Chris's question, the rumor of the day before Chris asks a question, they will reunite William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy in a cameo in Star Trek III. Chris.
I must interject here, Mark, that some of the most amazing, incredible footage I've ever seen has been shot out airliner windows with a film camera, not a video camera, including one sequence that was shot over Mexico where an object, Truffo, if you will, either the gravitational field or the magnetic field, I'm not sure, it's probably a gravity field, optically collapses the horizon in the distance. And the amount of science that you can do with those few frames off that movie is just off the charts. And the gentleman who took that footage, Ray Stanford, has three sets of footage taken with a Super 8 millimeter camera out airliner windows. And some of the analysis work that he's done on these photographs, I really strongly suggest that you get up to speed with some of the work that that he's doing. But we have a bunch of questions, and you know, I want to get a kind of a sense of how you sort of relate to the whole subject of UFOs. And
okay,
you know, when it comes to analyzing photos and videos, one of our posters, Psychedelic Alchemist, wants to know how you go about separating the wheat from the chaff when it comes to photos and videos of UFOs. What is your methodology?
Well, there's first of all, my approach is a scientific approach where I take the approach that is the following, and people call me a debunker for this, and I'm certainly not. I'm a believer. I've had a terrifying experience of my own that I certainly can't explain and that I live with every day.
I will ask you to explain that experience after you answer Chris's question.
But the methodology that I use is I endeavor to try to explain an object in terms of something that might be, as I said before, an ordinary object captured in an extraordinary way. This methodology works very well to try and weed out the mistaken objects from potential real objects. My goal is to not be able to solve one of these mysteries. That's my goal. And I'm disappointed every time I do. Now, the question is, when I look at a photo and I see a blur, there's a whole bunch of things that go through your mind, okay? But when I see a photo taken at night where the flash went off, I use a different approach. And it's like almost every single scenario has a different approach required, okay? And I'll tell you why. When the flash goes off, a whole set of parameters and a whole set of things happen that you have to pay attention to. Things that are instantaneously illuminated by a flash become important. Whereas when you just have a exposure, someone took a cool storm cloud and there's this really cool looking streaked blur that they didn't see when they took the picture, that is a different approach. That is a regular photo. So you don't care about instantaneously lit things. You care about things that are actually dragged out and blurred in a short time exposure, okay? So when you look at, say, that streak in the sky, to rebuild that streak as a bird takes some effort. But it takes experimentation. And one of the things that I do nowadays, and I've been doing it now for about a year, is when I see a UFO photograph or video that I can't, you know, readily explain without sounding like I'm saying, say, it's a trick of light and shadow or something, I recreate it so that I can actually, and this is my methodology, so I can actually show why I believe it's what it is. Instead of just saying what I believe it's what it is, I show them why. And this is in part because I don't want people to think that I'm just debunking things. I want them to see that I'm not doing that, but I'm actually doing experimentation. And when I have the time, I will do this. There was a disc at a Cotulla, Texas oil field, and I saw this disc, and to me, it looked like, the security camera took a time exposure, a 2 second or 1 second exposure, and that looks like a car that was caught on the video with its blinker on going through the field. And I was immediately harassed for that until I recreated it. And I took my truck up to a parking lot at night, and I did the exact same thing, and I reproduced exactly what that disc looked like using my truck. So then people went silent because they realize, well, okay, you know, there it is right in front of you. So methodology, main methodology is that, you know, there is no particular methodology based on a scenario or based on all scenarios, but it's specific to each. But the most important thing is I try to recreate it. And that is something that really, really helps. That's how I explained the NASA Tether incident for a National Geographic show. I actually recreated the NASA Tether incident in the studio. And we went right through, did everything, showed how all those things occurred, show how they weren't really large UFOs. In fact, 90 miles away, they were small out-of-focus particles in the foreground. And when I showed it, you can't argue with what you see with your own eyes, you know, and so it's tough sometimes, but, you know, recreating it actually makes the difference.
In this age of CG and digital effects that are very accessible and coming down in price, I mean, weekly, it seems,
yeah.
It's getting more and more easier. Actually, it's getting easier for people to come up with some what appear to the amateur, I think, to be fairly impressive UFOs. But real UFOs don't look like the Billy Meyer wedding cake, the famous wedding cake shot, or the Adamski shot with the three sawed in half golf ping pong balls underneath.
Well, you see, what happened here is Adamski was a big fan of ping pong balls, and he imagined that E.T. loved to play ping pong. And they loved it so much, they used the ping pong balls as landing gear for the UFOs. Does this make any sense, ladies and gentlemen? I know it doesn't, but we have to do our break. Mark D'Antonio is the chief analyst of photos and videos for MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network. A lot of ground to cover, and maybe you'll learn after this how not to fake a UFO photo and how to capture the picture of one if you do see something strange. With Gene and with Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.